I would never... Jacob, said his mother, working the wooden spatula around the pan. The soft gaze of her light blue eyes did not hold the fury filling them the night before. Jacob exhaled a huge breath, unaware he held it until doing so. Come, give your mama a hug. Relief filled him, but he wanted to cry. Lines of worry settled across his mother's brow, and she somehow looked much older. He shoved his hands into the pockets of his trousers and lowered his eyes to the floor. This was his fault. The game he played kept her up the entire night fretting over him. He embraced her.
Mama, I'm sorry I played that nasty trick. Really, I am.
Son, she whispered. Soon enough, you'll be old enough to do things as you see fit. I can't protect you forever. But understand that Mama only tells you things for a reason. Promise me. No matter how old you get, you won't go into those woods.
I won't. I promise.
She held him an arm's length away, shaking her head. Eventually, she gave him a push towards the table. Come now. She was already a step behind with the cook pan in hand. You need to eat. Papa needs a lot of help today. His mouth watered. Steaming food hit his plate, and he dove into it, shoveling pieces of fried meat and eggs into his mouth. The nights are getting cold, too cold. I fear the coming winter will be the worst since before you were born, his mother said, concern marking her tone. He wiped the egg yolk clean from the plate with his last bite of bread and licked his fingers, washing it all down with milk. You'll need to be out there with him most days until we have enough wood and more to keep the fires lit.
Yes, Mama.
He was already on his feet, planting a kiss on her cheek before leaving to do his tasks.
You can count on me to help.
It wasn't long before he saw his father up the hill. The dull rhythm of steel beating wood told Jacob his papa was still fixing the fence. Several times the neighbors had come by, informing Papa they'd found his sheep wandering about their land.
Fool sheep, his papa said, grumbling.
Good morning,
Jacob murmured. His father's hair was slick with sweat, even though the sun was only peeking above the horizon. The man woke earlier than anyone he knew. Jacob once asked his friends, and they agreed their fathers waited until the sun was already up before rising from their beds. His papa grunted as he went on about his work. Steady swings of the man's hammer drove the pole into the earth.
Morning, lad,
said the man, not looking up until the post was firm in the ground.
There's much to be done today.
Jacob nodded. Admiration filled him as he watched his father wipe the sweat from his brow. A tall man, his father was broad at the shoulders and was easily one of the strongest men in the village. Papa was well respected by everyone. Some men even came to sit with Papa after supper, asking his counsel on matters from crops to the value of gold in various parts of the kingdom. And for that, Jacob was proud. He wanted nothing more than to follow in his footsteps.
I'll get started on the firewood, unless you need help here.
He couldn't explain it, but he wanted nothing more than to work close to Papa today.
Not today, boy.
His father studied him. The weight of his father's eyes made him nervous, and he shuffled his feet.
I'll help here with the fence, then.
His papa shook his head. One eye squinted closed against the climbing sun.
No, son, not today.
His father scrubbed a handkerchief across the back of his neck.
Did your mama feed you?
Aye, she did.
Good. I pray you learned a lesson.
Aye.
You're getting a mite big for pranks and fools' games, son.
I know.
So long as you know, boy, there's no sense in going to bed without any supper for playing the fool.
It wasn't worth it, Papa. Mama cooks too good a meal for me to want to miss another.
His father chuckled, tension lifted from Jacob's shoulders.
That's right, boy. I've missed too many myself over the years upsetting your mother. It wasn't until my belly started touching my backbone that I wisened up.
It was Jacob's turn to laugh. He could only imagine what Papa must have done to get sent to bed without supper.